This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you.
The recording has started.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, operator. Hello, everyone. This is the Implementation Oversight Task Force, IOTF, call number 13 on the 20th of June, 2016. Thank you, everyone, for joining today's call. On today's agenda, as you can see in the notes section of the Adobe Connect room, our main topic for discussion today is the continued discussions around the PTI staffing topic. And then we have a few items that we have put in there for the AOB section of the agenda, the Helsinki implementation update session, as well as the work plan to finalize the PTI formation documents and other PTI-related documents. And then decision log, and then we'll close it out. So any additional items that anyone would like to bring up for discussion on today's call? Okay, very well. Then let's go ahead and get started with the main agenda item, PTI staffing. Akram is joining me today, so he's with me here in the LA office.
Hello, everyone. I read Jonathan's email to the group, and I think that, as Jonathan mentioned, we have heard the community. There's basically more than two camps, I would think. There are people that are fine with the proposed secondment approach for employees. There are people on the other side completely against it, and there are a bunch of people in between with different goals in mind. But I think that we've heard that the community loud and clear, and we think that at the end of the day, we want to implement the spirit of the of the proposal and not just the literary words in there. So based on that, and we are working to come back with a proposal that bridges the gap. I saw Matthew's email, which bridges the gap between the desire and the outcome and the details of operations to get there. And so what we were thinking is to propose that we would work with the staff affected by the transition to PTI to come up with a plan, benefits, and payroll, and the rest of the issues that are concerns. Over some time, and put something in place that gives them at least equivalent benefits, if we cannot give them the same benefits exactly because of, you know, the different providers that we have, but put something a framework that they agree with, and make sure that they're happy with it before we put it in place. So, and then once we do that, we can move all the employees to work for PTI. So we were thinking that along Mathieu's email, which mentioned the three-year period, I think that would be ample to put a stake in the ground to, at the latest, by 3 years, have all of this implemented and done. And then in the meantime, we will use the work that we have ahead of us to actually get the transition in place and have the secondment to begin with until such thing as we have the providers all set up and everything, and that and we're going to work with both HR and finance and our internal team here at ICANN to put the best package in place. I think that gives us the outcome that the parts of the community want, at least, and then also gives us the stability and the continuity that we want to provide with the IANA services and give the staff a little bit of time to settle into PTI before we start, working on moving them to become PTI employees. And I think for new employees, as soon as we have the systems in place, they will be moved immediately, and if they are hired, they will be hired based on becoming PTI employees if we can't make them PTI employees immediately as they are hired. So if they are hired before we have everything set up, we will actually make sure that they have that in their contract, that they will be hired as PTI employees and therefore will be moved immediately. So I think, I'm hoping that this proposal kind of bridges the gaps and gets everybody happy with the transition or with the plan for the employment from the employment perspective. And if anybody has any issues with these, please let me know.
All right, I see a couple of folks on the queue. Jonathan, please go ahead.
That's very helpful. I won't speak for others, but that certainly seems to be quite a significant movement. I'm just going to play it back to you as I understood it to make sure I do understand it correctly, and you can put me straight if I don't. But what I understand you to be saying is that in air conment will be a temporary solution to last no more than 3 years while you do whatever it takes to essentially match employment conditions or make them equivalent at least so that staff are comfortable moving across, and all new employees, your intention at least is that all any new employees coming in that aren't current ICANN employees will go straight into PTI. Regardless of whether employees are new or current, by no more than 36 months post-transition, all PTI staff will be employed by and within PTI. That's how I understand it. I know it may. I hope I'm not just being repetitive. I'd just like to make sure that my understanding is clear. Thanks.
Yes, Jonathan, agree. Thank you for maybe presenting it in a little bit more clear way than I did. Thank you. I'm reading James' note. For those who are not on Adobe, I think one of the key things to bring back to the IANA staff is that we want them to be happy also while making sure we get the proposal implemented, and want to come to an arrangement that works for everyone involved. We really don't want this to be a U.S. versus us versus IANA staff situation. Agree 100%, James. I met with the IANA staff just last week to talk to them and make sure that they understand this. And one of my first statements to them is that everybody is fighting for them, and everybody actually values their contributions and wants to keep them. The issue is more about implementing the proposal and making sure that PTI has as much independence as possible so that it can actually represent the needs of the customers and be as independent as its decisions as possible. So that message is loud and clear, and there is no... There is no issue with that. I hope that that addresses and confirms your concerns.
Alan, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. As most people know, I'm one of the people who not only was willing to have this comment, but I always imagined that was how we would do it to begin with. And I still have worries, even though they're not nearly as firm as before, that we are tinkering with the potential for hurting IANA and the excellence of the services we provide in trying to address these issues. One of the issues that I was most concerned about, and certainly as a manager I've always been concerned about, are issues of mobility and career path. With seconded employees, they are still ICANN employees and are treated as internal employees for promotions or transfers to other jobs as they open, and vice versa for that matter, as jobs may open in IANA. Can you really do that if they're being treated as two separate corporations? Can you privilege someone from another corporation outside of the organization over other external employees? Is that even legal? So career path and mobility are one of my real issues, and I think they're a major issue contributing to employee satisfaction. So I'd like to hear some comments on that. Thank you.
Thank you. This is an issue that's also dear to my heart because it not only benefits the employees, but it also benefits the IANA delivery in that we today like to keep our employees who have experience in developing IANA and provide them opportunities across ICANN. And the more we have of these experienced IANA employees that have moved on and trained somebody else to do their job, but they are still within ICANN, the more we can actually handle transition of individuals out of the IANA and still deliver the performance that we want. So you can imagine if somebody leaves and we have somebody on the bench that could step in and bridge the gap until we hire somebody else, that's very helpful. So that's a win-win situation that we try to keep all the time, and we've made sure that this is available for the employees. We will find a way to give them at least an equivalent path to be able to move within ICANN and stay within ICANN if they want to apply for a position that is open. So we're going to look into that, formalize the process, and make sure that they have these opportunities. And I agree with you. This is one of the key things that we want to provide for the employees. So we will make sure that we do, and we'll present all of the plans so that everybody sees what we're doing to keep the employees happy. But most importantly, I want the employees to participate in setting that framework to their satisfaction so that we can actually provide them with the continuity they are looking for.
Thank you. Just to be clear, it should be going in the other direction also. That is, experienced ICANN people should be able to move into IANA positions.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Alan. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Trang. I'm very pleased with the proposal of actually taking Matthew's proposal on doing this in a way, maybe 1-2 years to have the staff transferred in a good and stable way to PTI, so you don't need to do it very fast, but do it so every benefit and career opportunity are actually ensured. But my concern here is that if it takes too long time, it's going to interfere with Workstream 2 and many of the issues that are going on here. And I think it would be nice to have it done in a way so we don't have the accountability work going on forever and the IANA stewardship transfer going on forever. So it's more to try and set a deadline so we comply with that and not to have it too long. And regarding the career opportunities, I think you're right, Alan. It should go both ways. It's for me, it should also be nice to have to work for PTI from ICANN's side. It should go both ways. But I see no barriers in actually having the same getting. Same opportunities to have another career within ICANN as ICANN's own staff. I might be wrong. But in Denmark, this would not be a problem at all. But I'm very pleased with the new proposal for implementation, and that should be the main line. And I completely trust that, Akram, you will do a great job of actually having this implemented in a good way. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Jonathan, before I go to you, there are a couple of questions in the chat room that maybe we'll read out and then get them answered. From Chuck, who asked, any idea how long it would take to provide the details of the proposed revised staffing plan for PTI?
Chuck, this is actually, the staff will be all the same, so everybody that's in the IANA department will move there. We actually will be able to provide this information in the proposal, hopefully when time?
In the next couple of days.
Okay, before Helsinki.
Before we head out to Helsinki. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what we will do is for the for being able to set up the plans and everything. Like I said, we want to get with HR and finance and make sure that we have those plans in place. I would like to keep the same plans as much as possible so that there is no daylight between a PTI employee and a ICANN employee. But if we cannot, then we have to provide an alternative. That might take some time. We will update the community on that, hopefully, as we make any changes and we have things confirmed. And we want also the PTI employees to confirm the changes, that the changes meet their needs. So I don't think that that should take us too long. Probably within 6 months to a year after the transition, I think we will have a good idea what we're going to do. So.
Yeah. And Chuck, to add to what Akram just said, the issue that we're running into with our providers is that they can only give us advice at this time because PTI is not yet a legal entity. So. We can't get any sort of commitment or specific details from them at this point. But as Akram said, once PTI is incorporated, we will start working with them and figure out the details of the plans. And
Donna?
Yes, and then Donna asked, Akram, can you provide information about staff that currently perform the IANA function, not necessarily names, but job descriptions?
Yes, Donna, thanks for your question. We will be able to provide that. It's no problem. Actually, if you look at the NTIA contract with ICANN, it practically includes all the positions. But we will, pretty much all the positions. We have some positions that are not in the contract as well. But we will actually put that in the proposal maybe, and so we give clarity to everybody.
Thanks, Donna. Jonathan, please go ahead.
Strang, two very brief points in support of those that Lisa made. I do think that there is a point where we should support you in needing the window of time, a decent window of time to achieve this. But at the same time, and I'm sure Akram would do this as a professional manager in any event, it seems to me that it would be good to execute the changes as soon as possible rather than working within the full three-year window, so to speak. And second, I think in terms of career progression, I think I feel like Lisa confident in the professional management that I can to with this and make sure that staff are able to potentially develop their careers by moving between the two entities. So I feel confident that you and Akram will be able to sort this out. So those are just my two final thoughts.
Yeah, and I think also, Jonathan, it's important that once we make that commitment, that hopefully the board of PTI also will make sure that there is oversight, making sure that this is happening as soon as possible as well.
Well, thank you everyone for that feedback on our new proposed PTI staffing plan. As I see no other comments in the chat room or hands relating to this topic, I'll move us on to the AOB section of the agenda. With regards to the first topic under AOB, the Helsinki implementation update session, there are a couple of things that recently came up. I believe when we did the doodle poll Monday, lunch hour was identified as the preferred option for everyone for this session. When we went to schedule it, we ran into some scheduling issues, and it turns out that the only available time slot now would be the lunch time on Thursday instead. So we wanted to get, and I don't know if it's on this call or maybe we can do a via mail list, want to confirm back with this group to make sure that lunchtime on Thursday is going to work, to make sure that we can, we don't lose that final time slot. I think what we'll do is go ahead and book that time slot and then figure out from a coverage perspective how we can make it work. And I do see James in the chat room indicating that Thursday will work for James. With regards to the structure of the update session itself, I believe that we had agreed on a short update, about 15 or so minutes of update to be provided by ICANN staff, and then the remainder of the session will be open for a Q&A. So what we will be doing is essentially using our dashboards that we have been using to update the CWG to provide an update during that first 15 minutes of the session, and then the rest of the session will be opened up for discussion. If the proposed PTI staffing plan is, and I expect that we would be able to circulate that before the actual session in Helsinki, then we can also provide a brief overview of that proposed revised proposed plan so that it can also be opened up for discussion as well. And then, so Chuck, thank you. See that you've noted that you've made a lunch appointment for Thursday to keep Monday open, but now that we're using Thursday instead, you'll try to reschedule. All right, so Yuko, did I miss anything else with regards to the Helsinki implementation update session?
Trang, no, that was it, but Jonathan has a hands up, so.
Okay. Please go ahead, Jonathan.
Trang, I suspect you'll do this anyway, but I would think that the format for the update feels like, you know, something about like you've been doing with your slides, with the timetable and the key elements and so on. I also think a summary of key decisions would be useful because I think that will really capture, and if you're going to do that anyway, forgive me, but I do think that will really capture the work that's been done and the key sort of milestones that have been achieved and will inevitably prompt questions. And then I guess the other thing we've got to do is when we go into the Q&A, that will be clearly a Q&A for both staff and the IOTF members, co-chairs and ICF members who are on the panel. So it would be good to clarify who exactly is going to be there. And I suppose it's important as well. We take things for granted. It's very easy for us to assume that everyone knows exactly how it's working and how we're working. But as I've often reiterated, I mean, I think it's important that we explain to people, you know, the CWG did its work, made its proposal, staff is responsible for implementation, CWG is responsible for, being agreed to be responsible for oversight of the sort of authenticity or accuracy of that to the proposal. So I think without wanting to draw people through too much detail, we should make sure we set the scene properly, create a good insight into the work. You've got some great slides and graphics that show the nature of the progress being made and the remainder of the work, and then also summarize key decisions. And that feels to me like the right structure. And as I say, forgive me if that's along the lines you're working anyway, and if others see it differently, by all means, come in on that. Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan. The idea about showing the decision log is a great one, and we can certainly make sure to incorporate that. If you are going to be able to participate on the Thursday lunch hour, Jonathan, one thing we may consider doing is asking you to maybe open up the session and to make some introductory remarks, sort of along the lines of what you've just said there, to set the scene. And then certainly, you know, I can go into the main part of the session with regards to providing the update, very much along the lines of what we've been doing for the CWG. Terrific. Thank you. And I see that you've accepted that, except I think, Lisa, you're not going to be there on Thursday. Why did we change from Monday? The Monday lunch slot, we were told, were no longer available for booking, is what I understand. Yuko, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And Donna, who's been helping us with this process, is typing. So I'm just going to wait a few seconds here and see. Or Donna, if you are able to speak.
Yeah, hi, Trang. Might be easier if I just speak.
Thank you.
Lisa, to your point, there are some additional challenges with finding rooms and availability for this meeting. So the Monday lunchtime session just wasn't possible. By the time we put the request in. So if you want a lunchtime session, Thursday is the one that's available. We can secure a room and, you know, the necessary recordings or whatever. You know, we could potentially do it at another time during the week, but it's likely that it will be conflicted with other sessions that are going on prior to 3 o'clock. So Thursday is really the only time that the lunchtime session is available. Thanks.
Thank you, Donna. And Chuck, to confirm, yes, it will be 12:30 to 1:30 on Thursday. Yes. And Alan, you have your hand up, and you've been very patient. Please go ahead.
Thank you. By the way, Chuck said 12:30 to 1. I presume you just said 12:30 to 1:30, so I presume that's the correct time. And I was going to ask what time is it, because the lunch period in Helsinki is variable. Sometimes it starts at 12, sometimes 12:30, depending on who's running the meeting before that. I wasn't going to be available on Monday. I now will be available for the second half of this, but not the first half. Just to note that.
Thank you, Alan. Yes, it's 12:30 to 1:30 on Thursday. It looks like that time works for the majority except for Lisa. So maybe Lisa, I can follow up with you offline and see if there's anything that we can do to make that work.
Maybe we can have a call-in or
So I'll connect with you offline, Lisa, and see if there's anything else that we can do. All right, moving on to the next topic, work plan to finalize the PTI formation and formation documents and ICANN PTI contracts. We had circulated a work plan for the group's review, last week or I think it was last week or the week before last. According to the work plan, we were supposed to have sent over to you the drafts of the ICANN PTI contracts for the naming function as well as the two subcontracting agreements. Last Friday, we are working on that. It's taking us a little bit more time than we had anticipated, but we certainly will be getting those out this week, hopefully very soon in the next day or two. In addition, we are looking to send out and circulate the PTI conflict of interest policy, code of conduct, PTI board code of conduct, document and expected standard behaviors document. All of those documents will be based on the ICANN's documents, and those will also be circulated early this week, hoping in the next day or two. And this is a work plan we've circulated to the IOTF. I'm not certain if it has been circulated to the CWG. I know that Grace is very keen on you know, whether or not there needs to be any changes to this work plan so that she can start to organize the CWG-related meetings according to this schedule. So unless there are any concerns or objections with the proposed plan, we'd like to be able to circulate it to the CWG and start to plan our work around this document. ICANN certainly is planning our work in accordance with this document. Just as a note that we have not received any major any comments or major concerns or issues with regards to this timing and work plan. So Jonathan and Lisa, maybe I can connect with you offline and see what would the appropriate next steps be in terms of finalizing and agreeing on this work plan so that we can share it with the CWG and plan the schedule around this, as well as sharing it with Sidley so that they are aware of what's expected when. And then, James, I see you have a question in the chat room. What was the date for sharing the name of PTI? I think per our work plan, we were hoping to share that at the end of this month. We are currently doing some necessary work before the name can be shared. And once that work is completed, then we certainly will share the name of PTI. Let's see what else. There's some comments in the chat here. I'm concerned that the contract will be out for public comment at the time when decision needs to be made about the contract being extended or not, rather than having public comment periods already concluded. Okay, so Elisa, if I understand your comment correctly, you're concerned about the timing of when the contracts are going to be out for public comment in relation to when NTIA is going to be considering whether or not to extend the IANA functions contract. Yes, and we try to, as much as possible, pull that timing in, and at the same time, making sure that Sidley and the CWG has adequate amount of time to fully review these contracts. Now, this is what we're going to work towards. If, of course, they're just target days, of course, if we can complete the work earlier, then public comment can start earlier, you know, so, but unless we start to pull in the review time, et cetera, it may not be possible to start public comment on these documents any earlier than that. And for the subcontracting agreements, I know that we've lumped it here with the naming functions contract, which indicate a public comment period during the month of August. For those contracts, ICANN does not currently plan on posting those subcontracting agreements for public comments. They're essentially just subcontracting agreements carrying over the requirements that are already in the contracts that's gone through their own processes. What this here indicates for the subcontracting agreements is that if the protocol parameters and numbers community wish to publish those draft contracts for public comments via their processes, that's the recommended period of time where that could take place. So really the public comment period here is applicable to the naming functions contract.
Mainly,
yeah.
And I think, Elisa, I share your concerns. We want to make sure that we get everything done by the right time. I think that from our perspective, on the 12th of August is when we need to deliver to NTIA a update on the project plan. From our perspective, it's not that everything should be done by then. It is that they want a confirmation that what's done is done, and what remains to be done will finish in time by the September 30th date, and therefore that there is no need for an extension. So it's not that we have to finish everything by the August 12th, but they have to have some comfort that we can finish everything by September 30th. So And that's how we're planning on the implementation side. Yeah.
And we also provided additional time on the front end before the public comment period just to ensure that there is coordination with the CWG and with CITLI so that there is buy-in on that document before it is posted for public comment. And I think that that would give the NTIA additional confidence, too, in terms of our ability to then finish out the rest of the process by September 12th, as indicated here in this work plan. Any additional comments or? Okay, thank you, Alisa. All right, well, let's move on to the next item, which is the decision log. So we heard your feedback from a few IOTF calls ago and modified or updated the decision log a bit. The decision log is a document that we have always included with the deck, the IOTF deck. However, we don't always take time to review it on every call. Could you go back to the last slide that you showed, please, with the table? Thank you. So what we've done here is we've actually expanded the decision log table to show on the left, as you can see, the various items that have been in discussion within this group or have planned for discussion within this group. And then we showed the progress, as you can see, through the IOTF and then CWG. And then we've indicated on the table as well decision if anything that was reached and then what the next step would be. So, for example, if you look at the very last line in the table, the ARZO charter, that went through the IOTF and then it went through the CWG. And then it's the agreement was that it can be posted for public comment, which it has. So the next step is to finish out the public comment period. So that's sort of the format that we've updated this table to, and hopefully it provides a little bit more clarity in terms of, each of the items and what process has been completed and what's still outstanding. And one thing that we could make a point of doing is at every on every IOTF call moving forward to go through this decision log and review it so that it's clear. So if we just take a quick look at the various items that are on this table, I mentioned the ARZO charter at the bottom of the list, the CSC formation being the next item up. That has gone through the IOTF and then the CWG review, and the request for appointment has been issued, and currently we're waiting for appointments of the members and liaisons from the appointing organizations. With regards to the approach for selection of interim PTI independent directors, that was discussed on the very first IOTF call, and gotten also the CWG agreement from the CWG on one of the CWG calls. And so the decision is that Jonathan and Lisa will serve as interim directors. And so the next step will be to move forward with implementation of that. And then the next item up on the list would be PTI services. And that relates to, and that has gone through discussion within the IOTF, as well as the CWG, and the agreement that was reached was that PTI will perform all three IANA functions. So the next step for that is to implement that that decision via the contract and then the bylaws for PTI. And Donna, I see that you have your hand up. Let me run through this the rest of the items on this table really quick, and then we can take a pause for questions and comments. The next item is the IANA problem resolution process. We had a couple of areas where we required clarification, and the clarification was provided by Chuck and Design Team M, I believe. That did not go to the CWG, if I recall correctly. However, it was just clarification items, and therefore that step was skipped. Now, if we need to go back to the CWG, for those couple of clarification areas, then please let us know. The same with the IANA customer service complaint resolution process. And then with regards to the IANA IPR, TBD there, we did not know if any of the IANA IPR related discussions would require discussions with this specific group, and that's why from the very beginning we put that in as a placeholder in case any discussions need to be had with this group relating to the IANA IPR.
Do we have a schedule from the ITF or somebody that, you know, we can include in this?
No, not to my knowledge. Is that there's no specified time frame for when the framework document will be finalized amongst the three operational communities. What we're doing is working backwards based on the comment that the IANA IPR has to be transferred by July 30th, and we're using that date, and we're working backwards to
September
30th. Sorry. And we're working backwards to see, you know, from a timing perspective, when we may need to have that framework document finalized so that we can move forward with the next step, which would be the contracting piece and making sure that all of the contracts and the terms are figured out. So we're working on that, and we'll share something with the community soon in terms of a project plan from our perspective of when things may need to be completed. The ICANN-PTI contracts, we are drafting that, and so that's in discussion. Same with the PTI governance documents. And then PTI staffing is also another point that is in discussion, so there's no decision or agreement yet, and that's why you see those columns being blank. And then defined selection criteria for NOMCOM PTI independent directors, that is also something that we're working on putting together some proposed criteria for the group's consideration. So let me stop there. And Donna, you have a hand up. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Trang. So it was related to the CSC formation. And I guess just by way of an update for this group, we have as most of you will understand, there's some once we get past 22 July, which is supposed to be the timeline for the liaisons to be identified by each of the ACs, it's really important that we meet that deadline because there are a number of steps that the Registry Stakeholder Group and the CCNSO have to have a conversation about the membership slate, and then the CCNSO and GNSO councils need to have a discussion about the full membership, and we need to have that process completed by, I think, Trang, it's the 12th of August. So I have heard that some of the ACs might have trouble meeting that 22 July deadline for selecting their preferred and alternate candidates for the liaison, and if that is the case, we kind of need a heads up pretty soon. Because we really want to meet that 22 July deadline. And the James and Katrina, as chairs of the CCNSO and GNSO, are actually preparing a letter at the moment to go out to the ACs, just requesting that, you know, it's really important that we meet that deadline. So if there is any risk that you know, the ACs can't meet that deadline for their liaison selection, it would be really good to know so we can understand how we need to factor that into the timeline that we've created. Thanks, Trang.
Thank you for that update, Donna. Alan, please go ahead.
Thank you. It's Alan speaking. Donna, consider this a heads up. The ALAC probably will not be able to make the date. Thank you.
So, Alan, do you have some idea of when they could provide this link?
No, I'll know better during the ICANN week. We're in the process of setting up a selection committee for this position and a number of other positions. I have just fast-tracked another position that we wanted to have filled for Helsinki. Whether I will be able to convince the group to fast-track another one in advance of having a formal process set up is questionable. So if we can, we will. But I have no level of certainty that that's something I can sell or not.
Okay. Thanks very much, Alan.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for that.
Seeing that there are no other questions, there's some exchange in the chat room between Rez and Jonathan with regards to DIN IPR, and confirming that ICANN staff will be providing our understanding of what the remaining steps need to be in order to complete that process and sharing that with the community. So I think that is it in terms of topics for today's discussion. Is there anything else that anyone would like to bring up before we close the call?
Trang, this is Russ. What you just said, I'm not sure what it meant. You're going to share the timeline and milestones with the community, or you're going to share the resulting document with the community?
Russ, we'll be sharing the project plan, so sort of what we understand to be the remaining steps that need to be done in order to effectuate the transfer of the DIN IPR by September 30th.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And, Greg, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Greg Chatton, for the record. I think a couple of things. Just if there's anything that Jonathan or Lisa or myself or any of us, you know, who are embroiled in the IPR point can do to help your understanding of where things stand, you know, I'm happy to do so. I'm sure the others are as well. In terms of where things stand, there were high-level principles that, you know, have been drafted. In terms of where they stand, the CWG has received comments back from its council, raising some concerns and issues that we need to work through. And those have been, in turn, have been circulated to the IPR collaborative group, so the other two parts of the community have seen that advice. I'm not entirely clear where the other two groups stand, you know, in terms of their legal advice. My understanding, I believe, is that the protocol parameters or IATF seem to be fine with the document as is, and that there was, you know, one fairly not broad suggestion from members community with regard to potential change in at least kind of the structure, but not really any of the particular component parts. So that's kind of my understanding of where things stand, and not exactly sure of what the plans are for the next steps, you know, others can speak to that. Obviously, whenever the next call is to deal with the IPR group and the next call of the CWG or meetings thereof, these will be obviously front and center. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you for the offer that you made. We will certainly share the project plan, if you would, that we've drafted with these key milestones and dates with you for with the IPR group for review before we share it more broadly, just to make sure that our understanding of the remaining steps to be completed is accurate. Okay. Okay, that was very good. Anything else before we close the call? And James is typing something, so I'm just going to give it a second and see if there's anything else. Ah, and it went away. All right. Well, Yuko, is that a new hand? Did you have something before we close the call?
Yes, Trang. Actually, one person, I'm sorry, I can't remember who, but has shown interest holding the IOTF call during the Helsinki, not the update session, but a normal working session. I just wanted to ask the group if that is something that everybody is interested or would have time to do so, or if we should just go ahead and schedule the next meeting for a week after the Helsinki.
I don't think I'll be having time, Cheryl.
Yeah,
agreed. Alan, there's no chance that we'll be able to fit something in at the last moment.
Yeah. Okay. And there are several people in the chat room agreeing that something after Helsinki would work better. So, okay, very good. Thank you so much for that feedback. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for your time today. If you are traveling to Helsinki, safe travels, and we will see you there. Thank you.
Bye.
Please stop the recording.
Bye. Bye.